Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
This is 100 Yards of Football. Today's NCAA and NFL legend special and subject plays the nasty position of offensive tackle. And it proves, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not about pigmentation. It's about qualification. You make progress by putting qualified people in position. And if you don't have qualified people in position, you're not going to make progress. You're just going to be standing still, looking like a fool, unproductive, and producers of nothing. This is one of the most productive football machines in history. 6'4", 277 pounds. This gentleman was a teammate in college at the Jackson State University of Walter Payton. He's a four-time second-team All-Pro in 83, 86, 87, and 89. A seven-time Pro Bowl player. His jersey, number 78, is retired by the Los Angeles Rams, and he's a recipient of the Bart Starr Award. Ladies and gentlemen, selected to the Southwestern Athletic Conference All-Star Game three times, and as a senior, was a first-team All-America selection, drafted in the third round by the Los Angeles Rams in 1976, becoming a starter in 79, and that same season, the team went to Super Bowl 14. Ladies and gentlemen, Vincent Turner goes in on the wonderful, the magnetic Jackie Slater here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. It's a special honor and a pleasure to bring up this young man right here, Mr. Jackie Slater, offensive tackle with the Los Angeles Rams for 20 years. So, one more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it. When you think about Jackie Slater, the one thing comes to my mind, him playing out in L.A., greatness. And when you talk about offensive tackles that's played this game, right, in the National Football League, you know, there's names, as I always mention, Art Shell, Dan Dedoff, Orlando Pace, Jonathan Aldom, Ron Yeary. Here recently, Tony Bonzelli voted into the Hall of Fame. Ron Mix, Jim Tyre, Ralph Neely, Bob Brown. But, and I'm going to throw Joe Thomas in there, formerly the Cleveland Browns, Wisconsin Badgers. But Jackie Slater really don't get the respect. You know what I mean? You could be with a group of people and you bring up offensive linemen all the time. You very rarely hear Jackie Slater's names brought up. Then you think about his journey. It started in college. Right now, Jackson State is hot down there, brother, in Jackson, Mississippi. Deion Sanders is bringing it to another level. But when you talk about all the great football players that's played at its school, you mentioned Jackson State. Everybody want to say Walter Payton. Everybody want to say Jimmy Smith. Everybody wants to say Lynn Barney, Harold Jackson, but nobody brings up Jackie Slater in that realm of conversation. But all I know, I'm going to start when he was at Jackson State, that competition he was down there with. Think about it, he was on the offensive side of the ball and he had to go against Robert Bazile. Think about Ed Hardy was there. Think about Bill Houston was there. Think about Eddie Pagan was there. Lost his baby brother. Think about Roscoe World was there. Ricky Young, Charles Williams, Dan Reese, Don Reese, who became a good football player with the Miami Dolphins. And then his mentor, he talks about all the time, Walter Payton. So he was already more or less ready to go when he got to the National Football League. But what I like about him, he waited his 2 years. He played special teams. But I want you to listen to these names right here. Dennis Lick, Pete Brock, Wayne Waters, Tom Classic, Don Mack, Ray Penny, and Randy Cross. All of them got drafted before Jackie Slater. But you know what? Today we're talking about Jackie Slater as a Hall of Famer. And what I like about him, and I see him play a lot, is that he was consistent. He was very good against the best. Go back when he started his first season in 79, how he handled LC Greenwood in the Super Bowl. Dominated. Think about that skill set. How many times you heard of Jackie Slater being hurt missing a game? The toughness, A+. The hand usage, A+. The knee being as a defensive tackle, offensive tackle, A+. The punch strength, A+. He was special. When you're talking about great offensive tackles, I wouldn't even be wrong if you put him as the best that ever played the position. To me, him and Eric Williams that play with the Dallas Cowboys don't get their respect. And he was dynamic. His leadership. And just to tell you how special Jackie Slater is, that sticks out in my mind. He blocked for two of the greatest running backs ever that played the game in the National Football League. He blocked for Walter Payton in college, and he blocked for Eric Dickerson in the pros. Just let that simmer in your head. Think about that. Here's a guy that blocked for two running backs that's in NFL history. Is in the top five, the two greatest running backs ever. Ever. And he played left tackle and block for them. And in his career, the Rams had seven running backs that went over 1,000 yards. Seven seasons. Think about he blocked for two running backs that ended up being at the top of the charts when you talk about yardage in the National Football League. Then he blocked for several other guys who went over 1,000 yards. Wendell Tyler, UCLA, baby. Charles White, USC. Greg Bell, Notre Dame. Cleveland Gary, the U. Jerome Bettis, Notre Dame. That's special, man. And we don't even talk about Jackie Slater in them rims. We talking about, oh, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a good football player. No question about it. But when his name is brought up as an offensive tackle, I very rarely hear him get the flowers. I very rarely see people get excited. Outstanding football player. And he played 20 years for the same organization. And he played in three different venues. The L.A. Coliseum, they played in Anaheim, and they played in St. Louis. Man, you don't get no better than that. That's why I love doing these videos, giving people their proper respect. When you look at pound-for-pound football player, Jackie Slater needs to be mentioned in the top five. In that same realm as Jerry Rice. When we talk about Tom Brady as the GOAT, we need to talk about Jackie Slater as the GOAT at the offensive tackle position. One more time. He played 20 years for the same team. He blocked for two of the greatest running backs. He went to Jackson State when it was talent. And he never got hurt. He never had a serious injury. He was physical. And during that time, think about who he went up against. Reggie White, Cortez Kennedy. Oh my God. Russell Maryland. He played against some studs. Robert Porche. Howie Long. The 49er teams. Gary Big Hands Johnson. Lawrence Pillars. Charles Haley. He played against the best of the best. Jerome Brown, Mike Golick in Philadelphia. Luther Allison, Detroit. We're talking about Pro Bowl players. The Chicago Bears. Perry, Hampton, Dent, Mike Michael. Help me, Jesus. Washington, that's the manly Charles Mann. That's who he played against. 20 seasons. But when you bring up offensive tackles, don't nobody get excited. Oh, Jackie Slater, he made the Hall of Fame. He played with Jackson State. He played with the Rams. Are you serious? To me, he's the GOAT of all offensive tackles. I'm sorry, Orlando Pace. I'm sorry, Jonathan Ogden. I'm sorry, Woody Rolfe. All y'all might have been more athletic and gifted. But make no bones, Jackie Slater was the best. And just show you how special he is. His son, Matt, played at UCLA. Has made the Pro Bowl, I think, 6-7 times as the gunner for the New England Patriots and has 3 Super Bowl rings. And a lot of people wouldn't even know that. Quality father. Look what he produced. Still live out there in L.A. And when you look at the interviews on YouTube with Jackie Slater, he's well-spoken, well-intelligent. It's been nobody else has done it better at the offensive tackle position. Just like the Commodores. Sail on! Good times! Jackie Slater sailed on. That's why I love doing these videos, bro. That's why I love this platform, 100 Yards of Football. Jackie Slater, man. The best offensive tackle that's came through the National Football League. I will back it up 100%. As Mr. Mark Bass told y'all, 7-time Pro Bowler. 7 times, played 20 seasons. The competition he played against. Howie Long. Jerome Brown. Reggie White. Dexter Manley. Charles Mann. Charles Haley. The young Warren Sapp played against him. It don't get no better than that. Cortez Kennedy. Look what he faced in the Bears. Hampton, Mike Michael, Dent. Help me, Jesus. Look at the competition. And we don't even give him his flowers like we do. When Jackie Slater walks in the house, everybody needs to stop and listen like E.F. Hutton. I'm sorry. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Jackie Slater, Commodores, baby. Sail on Jackson, Mississippi to California, yay! Hollywood, give love to Jackie Slater!
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.